Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with Power in the Word. Thank you for tuning in. As always, it's a blessing and an honor to be with you, bringing the Word of God, talking to you about God's Word and the power that is contained therein. I'm excited. I have a very special guest with me on today. I will be interviewing Ron Henderson, the fitness king. Ron Henderson is an awesome, awesome person. I had the privilege of meeting him while I was networking online, and he has agreed to come on and be a guest. Ron Henderson is also one of the hosts here at Blog Talk Radio, and I'm telling you, I was able to talk to this young man and get some information about my own eating habits that really helped me. So Ron is going to be joining us soon. I don't know. I have a call here, and I don't know if it's Ron or not. I'm going to check in with the caller that is waiting because Ron has a totally different area code. So I'm going to check with this person who is waiting to see if this is our guest. Okay, I just hung up on that person. Oh, no, I didn't hear there. Okay. My switchboard doesn't seem to be working. While I'm waiting to go and I hung up on you, caller, whoever you were, I hung up on you, and I'm just going to ask that you call back so that I can talk to you. But while I do that, let me go ahead and do what works best. Let's pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you, and I magnify your name. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to come to do Power in the Word live. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for my guest, Ron Henderson, the fitness king, who has declared that you are his personal trainer. Lord, I pray your blessings on this program as we talk about fitness, as we talk about being spiritually fit, and as we talk about being physically fit and mentally fit. Father God, let you get the glory. It is our prayer. It is my prayer that you get the glory throughout this show. Father God, clear my mind, Father God, and let me be anointed with your Holy Spirit to say and do and ask the questions that you would have me to say and do and ask. Father God, you will get the glory because it is you that I live for, and I'm doing what I do, Father God, so that you can get the glory in my life and so that others can know how great you are, how awesome you are. So, Father, we give this program to you, and I ask that you have your way, be glorified during this next hour. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. And praise God. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. My caller is back, and I'm just going to check in. Caller, you are on the line.
Hello?
Welcome to Power in the Word.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hey, Ron, welcome.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. I was on earlier, and I heard you, but nobody could hear me.
I had you muted out, and I hung up on you. I apologize for that.
Praise God, we got the connection.
Yes, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Welcome to talk to you, Pastor Rebecca.
Yes, I'm excited. You have already helped me, Ron, since we've known each other, and I'm praising God for you and what you do.
Well, thank you.
I'm praising God for what you do. For the listeners, Ron is known as the Fitness King. He has actually been enthroned as the greatest personal fitness trainer in Minnesota. And he is not only a fitness trainer, he is a personal trainer. He is a fitness expert. He is a motivational coach and a media personality. As I mentioned, Ron has a program right here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can hear him every Tuesday and every Saturday, I believe. We will talk more about that. But Ron, again, welcome to the show.
Yep, thank you.
I praise God, and I want to talk to you. I want to just dive right in and talk to you about fitness. This week is Prosper and Be in Good Health Week. And I know that that's your specialty. I just listened to your show on Blog Talk Radio, and I want to commend you. It was a great show. And for anybody who wants to hear the archive, how can they hear the show that you just did?
Well, they would just go to, let me look that up real quickly. The name of the show is basically Fitness and Health God's Way. And they would just go to blogtalkradio.com/goddessmypersonaltrainer.
Okay, so it's blogtalkradio.com/God is my personal trainer.
Right.
Amen. And you want to listen to that because, Ron, you gave some very valuable advice on that program, and I'm going to just have you repeat some of it because I have some questions, and I don't know if you covered it in that program at all, but I know that by the time our listeners get finished listening to this program and that last program, they will have the information that they need to begin to make a change.
Well, hopefully.
Hopefully. So tell me, why is fitness, why is physical fitness important? Why is it important for those of us who are in the kingdom of God, or why is it important for anybody?
Well, first of all, and I said this on my show, we're spiritual beings, but we are living in a physical world, Pastor Rebecca, that requires us to move around physically and take physical action. And if we're not at our top of the game, okay, physically speaking, then, and the name of my show was "Has the Devil Stolen Your Health?" But then the devil has an inroad into us. He has an area into us that he can cause problems, because if you're always sick, if you're always tired, if you're always achy, okay, it's hard to be a great spokesperson for God when inwardly you're feeling depressed, you're feeling down, you're feeling tired. Okay, it doesn't matter what you tell somebody. So what do your actions say? So it's important that all of us, okay, use excellency not just in how we are spiritually but physically speaking as well, because our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And when you go through that verse, Pastor Rebecca, it's really saying that our body isn't even our own. Our body is on loan from God. So what are we doing with that body that houses the temple? Are we respecting it? Are we?
My God. Well, you know, you got me on last Saturday when I was on your show. You asked me, did I exercise? And I had to stutter a few times before I said no. But, yeah, I have to stutter before I answer this question and say, no, we're not. No, we're not. We are not respecting the bodies that God has given us.
Right, right. And see, and Pastor Rebecca, because of that, okay, we are going to reap the percussions of that. So, I mean, God, I mean, it's clearly stated in the Word, you're going to reap what you sow. We know we're supposed to be taking care of our health. Everybody knows that, but people neglect. And the devil wants you to do it, because I'm going to tell you right now, any person that I've ever seen that's a man or woman of God, okay, that's on fire for God, could go out there and they could preach a sermon or a couple sermons,
mm-hmm.
tend to be more exhausted. But the people that were in great shape that got out there, they could preach sermon after sermon. They have more
energy. Wow.
The devil doesn't want you to have that kind of an effect on where you have so much energy that, and then you can pray for people longer, all that stuff, okay?
Yeah, yeah. And it takes your focus. I know for me it takes my focus off of doing the work of the Lord, because I'm tired and I don't have the same type of energy, and I'm focusing on being finished so that I can go home and sit down somewhere where that's not glorifying God. It's important for me, and that's why I say I was checked about the exercise. I have started an exercise program since Saturday.
Good for you.
Praise God. Thank you. I pulled my glider out. It was sitting right there against the wall, and I just, 30 minutes a day for me. 30 minutes a day for me, for this body that the Lord has given me. Because you mentioned something else, Ron. You talked about being achy. Does that have anything to do with poor health?
Well, when I'm saying aching, I mean, you can, when I say aching, what I mean is you can be, some people can just, if you walk a block, as an example, if you're out of shape, that can be aching for some people.
Yes.
Oh, my body aches, okay, because they don't stretch, they haven't been exercising, and sometimes your body can be aching if you get out there and you do too much. So that was just, it was more a statement about people, the condition that people can be in or allow themselves to be in. People tend to be even, let's say, like you were saying, tend to be like, they can be depressed, okay?
Yes.
And these are people that are actually, I've trained a lot of ministers over the years, and these are all areas that they had a problem, and they could live for God, but when it came to their physical health, it was almost like they were believing a lie from the devil. It's like,
wow.
Somewhere in their growing up, somebody said, you know, it's a sin to take care of yourself.
Well, what's the disconnect? How can we get back? What is the disconnect between spiritual health and physical health? And how can we get back to bring physical health into the realm of spiritual health? Because I believe that if you're spiritually healthy, it should be mind, body, and soul. But why are we so disconnected from bringing the physical aspect under that umbrella?
Well, you know what, Pastor Beck, I think it's this. It's just like once in a while you'll hear a minister talk about, you know, everybody needs to do a little bit better. And they say this quietly.
Yeah.
The problem is people are really afraid to just call it what it is, okay?
But what is it?
It's sin. It's sin.
My God.
You know, there's a verse.
My God.
There's a verse in Proverbs that says, and it's sin and it's laziness, but there's a verse in Proverbs that says that some people, to get away from doing what they know they should be doing, physically speaking, will go to the point that they'll say, there's a lion at the door, so I can't come out today, okay? Okay, it's excuse after excuse, and that's what the devil uses. And the thing about it is, it's laziness. And if you look at talents, how God looks at what he expects you to increase what he's given you. And he judges you, what have you done, what are the gifts, what are your physical capabilities, what can you do? And you always should be looking to increase, you know, in that area of your life. And if you actually use the scripture, okay, and that's what I've done in the Powered Card, the training system, it's every time you do an exercise, and that was God's birth, every single exercise, like I have one right now in front of me on the stomach, and it's a stomach crunch. Well, at the back of that card, Pastor Rebecca, it says, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm.
So what we try to do is reinforce the physical scripturally when you're doing this stuff, because you can do all things. You maybe thought exercise was hard, okay? Here's one, Philippians 4:6.
Mm-hmm.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So even people who realize, okay, I got a revelation. I want to get in better shape. I want to give God the glory and take care of myself. Don't be too anxious about it. Don't do too much too soon.
Okay.
Take your time, you know. You crawl, you walk, you run.
So the key is not to be anxious, not to beat yourself up, but to start each day as a new day, basically. If I messed up yesterday, I heard your sister, I believe, was say on your program that it's never too late to get started. If I messed up yesterday, then I can start today and I can make improvements in my physical condition if I consistently begin to exercise and eat right.
Yeah, that's right, because remember the scripture, and this applies to everything. There's no condemnation. Do you follow me?
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
It applies for everything. But see, the devil, those are all areas that causes people to fall away. They say, you know, well, I messed up, so then I might as well go ahead and do this. No, you messed up. You know, I heard a preacher say this once, and I might have said this before too, but I love this. He said, you know, I'm not sinless. I just sin less. So,
oh, that's good.
So you're not perfect with your eating, but you're just eating better than you were eating before.
Yes.
It's improving, okay?
Yes, amen. Praise God. And that's why I love Ron. I love you, Ron, because you are real and you have found the way. You have found the way. I don't think I've ever seen anyone do this, to implement the Word of God in the area of personal fitness, in the area of being. You've taken that Word of God and applied it to a much-neglected area of our lives. And again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons with Power in the Word. I'm speaking with Ron Henderson, the fitness king, who has declared that God is his personal trainer. You can call in and ask Ron any questions that you have. He's available to you to basically be your personal trainer for the next half an hour or so. And the number is 646-652 4832. Come on, don't be shy. Call us up and talk to Ron Henderson. But Ron, what I was saying is that you have taken scripture and you're applying it to working out exercise. But the devil's advocate, and I'm not that, but the devil's advocate would say, I've heard it said, in the old days, we didn't have to go to a gym. We didn't have to exercise or lift weights. Why can't I just go on a diet and lose weight? Why do I have to work out?
I'm laughing because here's the thing. In the old days, we didn't have automobiles either. See, we're living in a fast, everything is, it's a microwave world. We take airplanes, we have trains, planes, and automobiles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, I remember walking, I used to walk to school 3.5, 4.5 miles, okay?
Yes.
How many kids do that now? So that's the reason. And then also, a lot of the foods, there are more processed foods out there, the whole gamut of things. So, yes, it's not enough just to read your Bible and pray and it takes physical action. You have to do things. You know, faith without works is dead. So you can have faith, know that God is going to bless you and take care of you, but you need to physically do some work. And if you want, this is what the American Medical Association says. Okay. Lack of exercise is the most significant factor contributing to a person's health, period. If you don't exercise, what I'm saying, it's a lack of that. So if you want to be in good shape physically, you have to exercise.
Okay.
And when you don't, atrophy sets in. So as you get older, you start losing muscle mass and all that. So, but if you're exercising, you can keep increasing that, okay?
Yes. Yes, that makes sense. That makes sense because, you know, we look for every reason that we can not to exercise. It's easy, and I'm talking about Christians right now, and I'm talking about myself because I've been guilty of this, and I've worked out fervently for years, but I'm now to the point where I do it in spurts. I will do it, and then I'll get so busy that I won't do it. Is it the important thing to make sure that exercise is a part of your daily life? Should we be exercising every day, or can I exercise once a week? What is ideal for someone who needs to work out?
Okay, ideally, especially too, as you get over 32, even ideally even more, it's important to do. You should probably try to do something at least physically every day. Something, okay?
Okay.
Even if it's just going for a walk. Okay, and then it really depends on if a person is trying to lose weight versus just improving the quality of their health. And as you get older than that, doing something every, like I said, if you can go for a walk, ride the bike, or you can switch, you can ride the bike one day, the next day get on the treadmill, whatever it is. But I would try to do something physical every day. And then, and I said this on my show, if you don't feel like going for a walk or something like that, you know, take up something like gardening, which burns a lot of calories if you're moving around. Okay.
Yeah, but what if you live in a city,
well,
and you don't have any dirt to garden with?
Okay. You know, I'm going to answer that question. If I can do this,
go ahead.
I did it on my show. If you want, if you get caller number 5 to call in, I'll be happy, Pastor Rebecca, to send them a copy of my Power Card training system for free.
Okay. So did you hear that? Caller number 5, 646-652-4832.
Okay.
There's a free gift for you. It's the Power Card training system,
right,
by the best personal fitness trainer in Minnesota, and I'm sure a lot of other places as well. You want to get this information. Go ahead, Ron.
And it's mixing, these cards are mixing your fitness and faith, okay, with these exercise cards that have a biblical reflection. So let's say if you're in an apartment, like you're saying, as an example, that's where these, I had the number one sports anchor in Minnesota here when he went to interview the Twins and training camp, a spring training camp. Guess what he took with him?
He took the card?
That's right. He did them in the hotel room because there's no weights required. And what I do is I teach people how to maximize and get the most out of what they're doing. Again, I do that because the Bible, the Word of God is very clear on you have to have a spirit of excellency in everything that you do. So
yes, praise God.
That you get the most out of what you're doing. And so it's not enough, again, it's not enough to be spiritually fit, but you really want to have, both of those things. You want to complement each other, you know, spiritual fitness, physical fitness. And if you have all of that, you're going to be looking good, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. As we get spiritually fit, like you said, so many of us, we have a sedentary spiritual lifestyle because we sit and we watch the televangelist, we watch the preacher preach, we read the Bible, and we pray. So those are really sedentary activities. We don't really have to do anything but sit and observe. But what you're saying is, and what the Bible is saying, that we have to prosper and be in good health, and it includes your financial, it includes being prosperous and fit,
right.
Successful,
right.
In every area of your life. People confuse prosperity with just money,
right.
But prosperity is mind, body, and soul, that your emotions, that your physical, your diet, and this is the only thing that God is working on me with, my exercise and diet. That's why I was so excited to have you on the program, because there's a need. There's a need for who you are and what you do, that you are a man of God, and that you are empowering the people of God with using the Word of God to be what God has called them to be.
Right. And, Pastor Rebecca, if you don't mind, if I could go through this, and our listeners could kind of maybe, while they're listening, they could actually go just listen to this as I say this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. When I was talking about that verse earlier, I was talking about the verse that very clearly says, you know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And most Christians know that verse. But what I like to have people do is actually just have me go through it slowly and I'll break it down. Okay, so after you go through that verse, this is what I tell people to do. Say, so what is our body? Well, very, very, very clearly it says it's the temple of the Holy Ghost. And who owns it? Okay, God. Okay. And what are we supposed to do with it? It says to glorify God in body, mind, and spirit.
My God.
Here's the thing. People hear that, and they hear that, and they hear that, but let me go back. Glorify God in body, mind, and spirit. And when you don't glorify God in your body and in your mind and in your spirit, you are going to reap the repercussions of that, of what you don't do. Okay?
Wow.
See, our bodies, like everything else we have, are on loan from God. So, and if we neglect it, okay, if we neglect it by not exercising with excuse after excuse, okay, with our overeating or our gluttonous attitude, okay, towards food, we're going to reap it later.
You know, this is hitting me. It's really hitting me because when you said this earlier, you said that we're going to reap what we sow, and you mentioned that being lazy and being gluttonous, they are both sin. That is sin. It's sin. Let's call it what it is. And when we go further, it says that the end of sin is death.
Right.
My God. So we are really killing ourselves by our lack of exercise, eating the wrong foods, putting the poisons in, and overeating at that, being overweight. We're killing ourselves?
Yes. We're doing it, and then people will sit around and they're praying for a miracle. And I, this is one of the things I say whenever I preach someplace. I do not believe that God will answer a miracle in any area that requires us just to get off the couch.
My God,
I don't believe it, and I don't know how much.
And that's a hard word, my brother.
Well, I know it is, but it's. I think it's important that you have to come to people and speak the truth and tell people really the facts of the matter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much time we have. I wanted to share something.
No, you have time. I have scheduled this show for 60 minutes because of the topic, and I didn't know if you could stay for an hour, but I have an hour, and our listeners are ready to receive. I believe that this is appointed. Okay. This is the appointed time because Americans are the most overweight people in the world, and Christians top the category, I believe. I don't have the stats in front of me, but call in. Ron has offered to give out these cards for free. You're listening to Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I'm interviewing Ron Henderson, the fitness king, and we're on Power in the Word, and we're talking about having power, using the Word of God in the area of your health, not just being fit for vanity's sake, but being fit. The number is 646-652-4832. Ron, you wanted to share something?
Right. You know, one of the things that I talk about when I'm doing workshops on reclaiming health for Christ God's way, I have steps towards to help people really get in great shape physically. I have a whole list of steps that are kind of a short list of steps, okay? Mm-hmm. And when I say to people to get in shape physically, to really, as a Christian, to be where you need to be, and especially if you've had trouble reaching there or obtaining that, there are certain things that you need to do, okay? The first step, and I'll go through these quickly, is dealing with spiritual fitness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Recognize the need for God in our lives. Now, I talk about spiritual fitness. I talk about admitting that you're a sinner, confessing our sin, accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Whether a pastor or not a pastor, some people still haven't done this, okay?
Right.
Romans 10:9-10 says that if we will confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in our heart that God has raised from the dead, you will be saved, okay?
Yes.
So what I do in a nutshell is I go through spiritual fitness, the person you want to be. You want to be born again, you want to be living for God, you want to be receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues, okay? All right?
Yes.
And even in Jude it says, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit, okay? So you get the spiritual part. Take care of the spiritual part first, because that's the most important thing. If you have a car accident, you die, you want to make sure you're going to heaven.
Amen.
Okay? And summarizing all that would be the steps towards spiritual fitness is a combination of steps. Very quickly. Daily
yes.
confessing of sin, daily repentance from sin, daily surrendering, and daily reading God's Word, daily praying, daily praising God, total surrender, and a complete belief that all things work together for good to those who are called, okay?
My God.
And if you believe this, you're going to be less stressed, less defeated in your Christian walk. And by the way, stress is, Pastor Rebecca, stress is a quiet robber of our energy. It's unseen, it's insidious, okay?
Mm.
So, you know, I wasn't spiritually fit until I totally surrendered my life to God. And if you don't totally surrender your life to God as a person, if you're out there listening, it's going to be hard for you to actually obtain everything that. And God wants you to have fullness, okay? Not just
yeah.
spiritual fitness, you know? All right? So now, after that, what I usually do is I go through, and I go through the things that are necessary for physical fitness, okay? And the first is basically, very clearly, if you need to go in the bathroom, shut the door, look at yourself in the mirror. If you're not always going by how you feel, maybe you feel good. Well, take a look at yourself, okay? Recognizing that you need to make some changes in your life physically. Pastor Rebecca, admitting that you have a problem that you need to work on. Maybe you're underweight, overweight, have diabetes. You know, whatever the problem is,
mm-hmm.
recognize the problem is the first thing that you want to do to start, okay? Maybe you used to work out before, but you stopped, okay? Once you pinpoint that, you know, whatever your needs are, then first thing I tell people to do is to pray about it, okay? Pray. Then after you pray, then take the physical action that's necessary, okay?
Mm-hmm.
To affect the change that you need in your body, okay?
Right.
So those are the initial steps because, again, if you're having problems controlling your appetite, if you're having problems exercising, in other words, Pastor Rebecca, there's always some excuse that comes up, okay? Then if you're having those issues, then you got to remember, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
Amen. Amen.
Because Satan doesn't want any of us running around in good health.
So this is the thief. The thief is coming to steal, kill, and destroy, and he plays with our mind. I believe that the devil plays games with our mind.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
So we can't have an open mind to the tactics of the enemy. And like you said, if we're praying and if we're filled up with the Spirit of God, then there's no room for the devil.
That's right. And as you said earlier, too, John 3:2, okay? Beloved, I wish above all things that your soul would prosper just as your health, okay?
So, yes.
So he wants Ron Henderson, he wants Pastor Rebecca to prosper, okay? He wishes above all things that Pastor Rebecca, okay? He wishes above all things that Pastor Rebecca's soul would prosper.
Yes.
And that Pastor Rebecca would be in good health, okay? And it's scriptural, although the Bible does say bodily exercise profit little, okay? But godliness, you know, is great. So it's important, you know, to have God in your life, but it's also important you're going to have to exercise if you want to increase the quality of your physical life, okay?
Yes, amen, amen. And that is just such a blessing. And Ron, I feel your passion. I feel your passion for what you do. So do you believe you're walking in your purpose right now?
I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to the voice of God, you know.
Amen. And you talked about not being spiritually fit because I was listening to your program, and I hear you are compassionate for those of us who fall off the wagon and are having a hard time getting everything in sync. What do you have for someone who has tried to exercise? They've tried to eat right, and they're still trying to stay away from the junk foods and the fast foods. What is the advice that you have for that person who they get up and they fall down? Like Donnie McClurkin's song,
sure,
we fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. What is it that you can say to that person who is struggling with physical fitness and struggling with diet?
Sure. Well, Pastor Rebecca, I'd have to say it's a choice that people make, and I lost my sight several months ago. I found out that I went blind in my right eye, and what I told people was that was a setback, but I didn't let that setback cause me to step back. So these people who, if they're having problems, they're supposed to be living for God, okay, but they're having problems controlling their appetite or whatever it is. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, glorify God in body and in spirit and in all things, okay?
Yes.
All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any foods.
Mm.
So when you're being controlled by the food or whatever it is, you're brought under the power. Food is your God, period.
My God.
Okay?
What did you just say?
I said, I will not be brought under the power of any foods. That's what the Bible says.
Uh-huh.
So when you're under those powers, when you're controlled by those things, those things are your God, period, okay?
Mm.
And you're putting them before God. So if you can look at it that way and understand that you're first of all, you're sinning because I shall have no other gods. And food is a god. Some people, money is a god. They worship money over God.
Yeah.
Because that has control over them, okay? And you don't want that. So I will not be brought under the power of any foods for the stomach, a stomach for the food. In short, okay, do not let food control you.
Yeah.
All right? But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision. That's in Romans, for the flesh to fulfill its lust. That's anything that you're fulfilling, okay? Don't make any provision for that. So what does it mean? That means, go to the cupboard, get a big bag, okay? Be Santa Claus, take all the food out that you know fits you, and I'm serious, okay? That's what you got to do.
You give that food to somebody else,
would,
or do you throw it away?
I would give it to a food shelter, okay?
Give it to a food shelter.
Depending on what it is, I'd give it to a food shelter.
Well, see, but Vaughn, that's all well and fine for someone who is spiritually fit. They know the Bible. They've read the Bible. The Word, they know the Word. The Word is in them, dwelling in them,
right,
to an extent, because they're still struggling. But what about someone who is not built up in the Word and they don't know those scriptures that you just talked about? They do now. They do now because you just talked about them. But is there any excuse? Is there any excuse for not being physically fit?
Okay. People will make excuses, but that's why. Let's say if somebody doesn't have God in their life, okay, then you just need to talk about. You need to talk about what kind of a future do they want to have, okay?
Yeah.
What kind of a future? Those days. I mean, that will come quicker than you. I mean, I used to give like what I call. I used to have these nuggets for people who were on a journey to better health, and I talk about if you want to have good fitness, and so that's how I talk to people. You need to, number one, the first step is you need to make a commitment, okay? You need to make exercise a priority in your life. If you want to have the quality of life, if you want it to be a certain place 30 years from now, you have to build for it, okay?
That's good.
So what you need to do is talk about the high blood pressure, the risk of diabetes, and it can just, if it's even, if you're 5 inches or something, and your abdominals more than you should be, that puts you at a higher risk of all those problems. So
yes.
I typically go through that. I talk about ownership. I talk about the importance that everybody has to take ownership. We need to take responsibility. We're the decision makers. We need to be more responsible, and we need to take ownership, period, okay? And
yes.
Then I talk about, again, I talk about the moderation issue with that. I talk about management. I talk about take the manager role in your life. Determine to be a leader, not a follower. And if every time somebody goes after church and it's 9:30 at night and they have that steak and that huge meal, but you know you're going to bed at 10:30 at night, that's crazy. Take responsibility. Take the manager role. Be a leader, not a follower. Go home. Don't go eat. Okay?
Period. Go home. Don't go eat. And that's important. See, you just broke it down in a practical way. See, I just heard what you did. You broke that thing down because we are in the world, we're not of the world, and the reality is that if we don't change, we're going to have high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, all of the arthritis, cancer. All of these things are a part of poor physical fitness. Ron, you have a book out. Tell me about your book.
Right. The book is titled, What Is It Worth For You to Become Physically Fit? And in that book, one of the things those are some of the things that I talk about. I talk about I have those steps in there because even the person that you're talking about, if it's a person that can't be motivated to exercise, you look at that person's life, they're probably motivated to do something. So maybe their motivation is money, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to get to the book, but Pastor Rebecca, the fourth thing that I talk about in there, I talk about making money second, third, or anything else but first in your life, okay? And I talk about the fact that even as Christians, we can sometimes be consumed with making money. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't strive for it. What I'm saying is keep it in its proper place, okay? But even, like I said, Christians can be consumed with making money. And I say, as long as you have good health, you can always earn more money. And money, by the way, can buy almost anything out there. But good health and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that's different, see? So you need to get your priorities in line. And those are some of the things that I kind of talk about, too, as well. And then eliminating negative talks and everything. And there's probably so much I could talk to, but I guess if you wanted me to just give you a summation of the book, it would be that basically what I do is in my book, I draw the parallel between financial wealth and health, okay? And it's a metaphor appropriate in a culture that's really obsessed with acquiring financial wealth at the expense of physical, spiritual, and mental health.
Yes.
And it's a catalyst to get people to actually wake up and smell the coffee. And everybody that's ever actually got a copy of this book, I've had rave reviews from people that have actually read it, you know?
Yes.
So that's nice.
And that book, I have to get a copy of it myself. Again, you're listening to Power in the Word. Call in. Ron Henderson is on. He is a phenomenal man of God, first and foremost. And the Lord has anointed him to wake up us, Christians, to wake up the Christians to say, look, the body that you're abusing is not your body. And Ron is going to help us. He has some ministry tools. He has the cards that are, what are the name of the cards, Ron?
The cards are actually, they're called the Power Card Training System. It's Fitness and Faith, a Great Mix. And it's a tone and shape your entire body in minutes a day with these power cards. And each card has a Bible verse on the back side that will strengthen you. Okay?
Wow, that's excellent. And he also has a book. Now, Ron has offered to give these cards to the fifth caller. So caller number five, you can call five times and still qualify for these cards. I know that there are some listeners out there, and it may be hard for you to pick up the phone. You might be like me. You might be like me, needing to put an exercise program in place. But I tell you, I called Ron up on Saturday, and he spoke to me about this. He spoke to my husband about this, and together we are making the choice to change. And Ron, it's phenomenal that you talk about that, because my husband talks about choice, change, and commitment. And that's basically what you're saying. We have to make the choice to do the right thing, and then we have to make the steps to make the changes and commit to it.
Definitely. Pastor Rebecca, if you look at all the things that are necessary, and I talk about these things in my book too, by the way, but when you look at the things that are necessary to really get where you want to be physically, it's kind of the same things that you have to do spiritually. In Proverbs 4:20, it says, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh." It's the importance of words and different things that you say. So you're going to either be built up by your words or you're going to be torn down. So if you keep saying, "I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it," you know what? You're never going to be able to do it. But if you start giving yourself permission and start telling yourself, "You know what? I can do this." Okay? You know, I can actually get off the line here and go to Amazon.com. com and order the book. What is it worth for you to become physically fit, right?
Right, exactly. And you can make a difference. Ron, we have a caller, and I'm going to pick up on this call to ask you. This person wants to talk to you, so we're going to let this person in, and I'm waiting for... Okay, caller, you're on the line.
Hi, am I caller number 5?
You are caller number 1. How are you? Who am I speaking with?
It's you, Kathy Thompson.
Hi, Kathy. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word Live. Ron, Kathy Thompson has been a listener for about a year now.
Okay, amen.
Amen. And do you have a question for Ron Henderson, Kathy?
I don't really have a question. I was just listening to the powerful words that's coming forth, and I was hoping that I was calling number 5 as well. That's okay. I'm still being blessed by just listening to both you and Ron.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Ron, what do you think? Can she qualify if no one else calls?
If no one else calls, then you will qualify. So make sure you leave the appropriate information or email Pastor Rebecca so she has your information, mailing information.
Kathy?
Yes?
Okay, did you hear Ron?
No, what did he say?
He said make sure that you leave the information because if no one else calls, you do qualify.
Okay.
Do you have any fitness questions at all? Any concerns, any family or anybody that you want to ask a question about or anything?
Well, basically, from what I'm getting out of it is that you have to do you have to be like, how do you get spiritually and physically fit?
Surrender.
That's good.
You have to die to the flesh. Okay. And it's interesting when I say die to the flesh because one of the things that I talk about when I do workshops is I talk about how there's so many diets out there, and I don't recommend any of them. But what I do tell people is if they got their pens handy, I tell them I give the best diet in the world, and I have them write it down real fast.
Okay.
And that's why I say it fast. But it's spelled DIETOTHEFLESH.
Wait a minute.
And if you break it down, it's diet of the flesh, okay?
Okay. All
so,
right.
So what happens is he must increase and you must decrease. So for me to get to where I needed to be, spiritually speaking, I had to totally surrender. I had to give it all up to God and just want God to be the center of my life. And I had to realize that the only way that I was actually going to have the contentment that I was searching for in other people was in God. And so I gave that up to Him, and then all of a sudden I became spiritually fit because I was freed up from all the – I was not being – under subject to those other powers that had me that I talked about in Corinthians about being brought under the power of foods. Mine was people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I was being controlled by that. And physically speaking, the same way, you have to totally surrender. And if you totally surrender to God, all things are possible, period.
Okay.
And if you use the word and then you take action with the word, okay, and then listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit when it says, you know, don't eat that.
Right.
Okay. Him that knoweth to do good and doeth not to him but to sin.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say the word, but actually I tell people, practice the word, exactly what the word says. And if the Spirit says don't do something, don't do it, because you are sinning if you do it.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yes, it is. Very.
I hope it is, because my desire is for as many, many people out there can actually get freedom, because it says, I come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly.
Mm, right.
If you're not healthy and if you're not in good shape, or you're 60 years of age, but you're walking around like you're 80, how is that life more abundantly?
Right.
It isn't.
Okay.
It isn't. That is excellent.
Should
Kathy,
I give her my email address? She can email me an address. Is that better or no?
Yes. Ron, why don't you give us your information, your website and your email address?
Okay, the website is godismypersonaltrainer.com. And the email is ron@fitnessking.com. So if you're the only caller, I will send you a book, so just email me.
Okay.
And state so.
Godismypersonaltrainer.com.
That's the website. And
okay.
And then ron@fitnessking.com. And then I also have another website, which is fitnessking.com as well.
I thank you so much for your input.
Okay, Kathy.
Thank
well,
you.
Thank you.
You're
bye.
Welcome.
Nice talking. You be blessed.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Enjoy the rest of the program,
I
Kathy.
Will.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Ron, that is powerful, because surrender is something that if we are not walking in total health, which I wasn't, then we are not totally surrendered to the Lord, no matter what we think.
Right.
And no matter what we tell ourselves.
Yep.
Wow. This is powerful, like you said, for ministers, for pastors, because I think pastors, we get so busy. And even people who are working in the church, you don't even have to be a pastor. But we get so busy doing for God that we're doing work for God, but that we're not doing the most important thing, which is making sure that the temple is maintained.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You're doing kingdom work, but you're not taking care of the temple that's housing God. Okay.
And what kind of witness is it if we're working for God, and we fall out with a heart attack?
That's right.
That really is not glorifying God.
Yep.
My God. See, you have enlightened me so much, because you think you're doing the right thing, and then you threw that scripture at me. You said, if a man knoweth to do the right thing and does not do it, he sins. And I said, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. Just throw that scripture at me. But it hit me where I needed to be hit. It was rhema word. And that's what I'm praying, listeners, that what Ron is saying to you is rhema word. We all fall short, but we don't have to stay that way.
Yep.
We don't have to fall short of the glory of God. God wants to take us from his glory to his glory to his glory. We're supposed to be living the abundant life. There is no lack in the kingdom of God. We should not be sick. We have the power over sickness. We have the power over sin. We have the power over death. We're supposed to have long life. So, Ron, what else do you want to share? I know you have a lot.
Well, you know, I always have a lot to say, because God has blessed me in that area. But it's, you know, I just like sometimes just have people just look at themselves and just you know the million dollar question really is, you know, when are we going to start doing something about our health? That's really the $1 million question, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, what if we've sown into everything else? In other words, I'm a faithful tither. I've always believed in tithing.
Praise the Lord. Can you come to my church?
Yep.
I want you as a member.
But what if I've thrown in everything else, okay? You know?
Yeah.
You know, and all those other things, okay? But I haven't thrown into my health, your spiritual health. I mean, I believe that today, like, you know, today is today for people to actually just wake up and make a decision to start taking better care of themselves. And if you don't want to wake up, you know, go look at the verse that I read in Galatians 6:7, and go look it up in the Hebrew and in the Greek, and you'll see that it is no joke how God looks at how he looks at people not understanding that you will reap what you sow. You will reap what you sow, period.
And it's true. It is true. I see it. God's word cannot fail, and he cannot be mocked, and the word is true, and we believe the parts of the Bible. See, we need to wake up and smell the coffee. You're so right, Ron, because we pick and choose what we want to believe out of the Bible.
Oh yes, people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people do that, and we need to stop that. Another thing that you talked about was positive and positive words over your life versus negative.
Right.
And that has a lot to do with your thought life. I have a book, Change the Way That You Think, by Pastor Tillery. I interviewed him a couple of weeks ago. But that book is another tool that I'm putting in my kit, along with your book. I'm going to get your book as well, Ron. But how important is what you're thinking and to what you're actually saying? And how can you get what you're thinking, your thought life, and the words that you speak out of your mouth to line up with the area of physical fitness?
Well,
how does that all come together? We need to bring it all together.
Well,
how does someone bring it all together?
Well, it all comes together. If you just look at the scripture, I mean, it's think on things that are just, think on things that are pure, all those things. So whatever it is, I mean, everything begins with a thought, then there's an action behind it, okay? So you have to think the way you're supposed to think, period. And when I say that, I mean, you have to think the way God wants you to think. Get into the Word. Get things that support what you're looking to do. I mean, here's a verse that's opposite. It's Proverbs 23:21. It says, do not mix with wine bibbers or with gluttonous eaters of meat, for the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty. But what do? We come after church. I say that because it's truth. And we sit down and we watch people stuff themselves. And they go, girl, you know I'm eating too much. Well, why are you eating too much? You're hurting yourself, okay?
Yeah.
So if you need to think, you need to think about proper eating, okay, and what it is that you're trying to do, and write it down. Write it down. Make the vision plain and simple. Write it down, okay? Get it down on paper. Then look at it, okay, and say, this is the direction. I think I told your husband that the other day, but this is the direction that I'm heading in. But where do I actually want to be? Physically, where do I want to be? You know, where do I want to take this? You know, do I want to feel good when I'm 40 years of age? Do I want to feel good when I'm 50? You know, period. Health-wise, you can save yourself, and listeners too, by the way, you can save yourself a ton of money by taking great care of yourself, because I haven't been sick in like 26 years, and it's amazing. But I have a revelation in there. I don't believe I'm supposed to get sick. I got that revelation, and it's never left me. And I refuse to get sick, and it's by the grace of God, but I got a revelation that
is. Amen. So you believe the word. And I think it's important that you have things in place to think on those things that are good, like the scripture says, and praiseworthy, and to not dwell on the negative.
Yep.
It's important to have your Bible, to be able to read the Bible. And I noticed that you do a couple of versions at a time, the parallel Bible. That's important to have King James as well as another version that breaks it down. And also to have ministry tools, to have the cards, the power cards, Ron, because those cards are going to be important to continue to put the right stuff in, because garbage in, garbage out. When you put the right stuff into your mind and into your spirit, then the right stuff begins to manifest in your life.
Oh, yeah, because even in Proverbs 23:1, it says, when you sit down to eat with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you.
Yes.
But how often do we really consider what's before? We just,
mm-mm,
whatever it's, and I will come for a church meeting, because I usher, and I will come in, honestly, and they'll have some event at church, like we New Year's Eve, she prophesies over everybody, does a prophetic word, and you walk in, and there's probably like 600 people eating, and people say, aren't you hungry? Guess what I normally say? I said, no, I'm not hungry. I ate before I came.
Now,
the reason I ate before I came is because you walk in there, what do they have? Fried chicken.
Yeah.
They have all this food that's high fat foods, high calorie foods. So what do I do? I already considered carefully what was before me. I knew what was going to be before me.
Yeah, you knew, right?
Every time they have that event, that's what they do.
So you know what's going to be there. So you didn't go there anticipating eating some fried chicken and some pastries and desserts. You knew, so you prepared yourself by eating a little bit of something before you went.
Right. So
that's good.
You eat before you go to those things, and you're gonna be well prepared. You don't have to worry about it, and I tell people it's not rocket science. You know.
Yeah, but you can't deprive yourself either, because if I deprive myself, what happens is the tricks again come into play with my mind to say, this is what I'm missing now on. So when there is a party or a function where those foods are there,
moderation,
then I'm not exercising self-control. So I believe, and this is what you've said that has been so important throughout the entire program, is that you really need to be spiritually fit in order to be able to even begin to be physically fit.
Yep. I agree. Another thing is, I'm not saying that everything should be done in moderation. I'm not saying that a person can't occasionally treat themselves.
Okay. So you can eat the fried chicken and the cakes and the cookies.
Sure. But as you eat it, what are the benefits of that heavy, caloric, high fattening foods? Consider the foods that are set before you, the Bible says.
Other than it tastes good? Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, as people really break the word down, they get into that more, and they understand how unbeneficial that is.
Consider. That's what you mean, the Bible means when it says consider.
Right.
Wow.
Right. So then what's going to happen is, here's an example. I had Kentucky Fried Chicken, how many weeks ago? 4 weeks ago.
You did.
I had it twice in 15 months. See how I consider? I very seldom have it.
Oh, that's good. Twice in 15 months?
Oh, yeah. It's just a treat. You know, Proverbs also set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips, okay?
Praise the Lord. I want those cards. I want those cards, and I want your book. Again, you can go to fitnessking.com or godismypersonaltrainer.com to pick up these ministry resources. This is something that you want to have in your library, because not only are you getting affirmations on the cards, but they're affirmations in the form of scripture. Amen. So you're able to affirm that scripture into your spirit. Your spirit needs to be fed scripture. And as you can see, Ron's been doing this for a while, and he has these verses. They're readily available to you, huh, Ron?
Yes, they are. Yep.
Wow.
Definitely.
And also, you can call. You still have time to be the fifth caller. We have about five more minutes. 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. And as you can see, Ron L., we have another caller. Let's take this caller right away because we only have a couple of more minutes. You're on the air with Ron Henderson and Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to call in and say I've been listening, and I was just so impressed with the program and the information. I wanted to call and say how much I'm enjoying this show. I happened upon it on the radio blog, and it's just a wonderful show with wonderful information.
Well, thank you so much. What is your name?
Tina Leverett. I'm calling from Alabama.
Tina, welcome to Power in the Word.
Thank you.
This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and Ron Henderson is on the line with us. Do you have any questions for our guest?
Well, I mean, he's real informative in the information he's sharing, and I jotted down the website, and, of course, I got yours, too. But just a revelation of knowing that how closely your diet, what you're consuming, is related to what the Lord is really instructing us for us to do. I never made that correlation, and it makes so much sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really excited about that. I've never had a major weight problem until a couple of years ago where I was placed on medication.
Uh-huh.
And the medication just took me to a new high with my weight.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm struggling trying to get it off. And I'm like so many other people. I have weaknesses where I love sweets and different foods, and because I never had to really take myself to that level to where I had to be disciplined.
Right.
It's a struggle for me now.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that knowing that the word of the Lord means so much as far as what we do, even with our weight, because if we can't have a clear mind spiritually, then it's hard for us to concentrate on what we do eat.
Yes. And that's what I would encourage you to get, you know, try to get small meals in, you know, four, five small meals. Eat something about every three and a half hours will help, too, you know.
Okay.
That's one of the best things you can do is get the small meals, and then you're going to keep your energy even. You're not going to get the highs and low energy-wise.
Now, when you talk about small meals, are you talking like a half a sandwich, or can you give me an example?
Well, like what you'd fit in the hand with your hand open. Not a lot of food.
What you can put in your hand, Ron?
What you can put in your hand. Yep.
Okay.
Stretch your hand out open. A small meal like it. Like if you, you know, like a Seattle Sutton's, these companies make these small little meals that are pre-made, and
uh-huh.
it's about that size. But if you stretched out your hand, it's just, you could have like maybe a 4-ounce chicken breast and
uh-huh.
something else on the side or whatever. It just really depends, but it's just real small meals, maybe under, let's say 300-calorie meal or something like that, you know?
And you're talking about five of those a day?
Four or five small meals a day, yeah.
Okay.
So, and then, again, it depends, too, because depending on where you are weight-wise, some of that can fluctuate, too. You might be eating, you might just have an apple and, a banana for one of your meals initially, then at lunchtime have a small salad, or you might have some tuna and something, you know?
Okay.
So it really depends, but I'd say get a lot of vegetables, obviously, and your fresh fruits and vegetables and, you know, stay away from the packaged foods because those are usually high in sodium, first of all, you know?
Right.
And start become a label reader.
Okay.
Look at the fat percentage, you know, and the calories that you're taking in that meal, and that's a big deterrent. Once you look and you say, wow, I'm getting 300 calories in this and 240 of them are fat, why would you eat that once you see it?
You're exactly right. And sodium content is important too, isn't it?
Well, you got to watch that too. That's going to make you retain all that water that you're consuming that you want to be drinking, you know?
Right.
Watch that as well.
Excellent advice. Thank you so much, Ron and Tina. I'm so glad you called in. We're coming to the end of our program, but Ron is on Blog Talk Radio as well, and you can check that at his website.
Okay.
He's on every Tuesday at 2 o'clock Central Time.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you so much for calling in. Listen again soon.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
You too, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and again, you've been listening to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and Ron Henderson is our guest. We will be signing out now, but we want you to remember to do the right thing. Do the right thing. In the meantime, remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember that God loves you, and so do we. Ron, thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you, Pastor Rebecca. Stay fit.
Okay, thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.